Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Drewski. Hey, what's up, podcast listeners? It's DJ Drewski, and I'm telling you, make sure you go check out my new show, The New Movement Podcast, where I interview the hottest upcoming artists in New York City and around the world. So make sure you go check it out. The first few episodes are out now, and new episodes drop every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
We on that heavy.
Hey, hey, look, I'm ready.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Let that whiz kid ting ring. Yeah. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get at this, Lord Never Loses. The pre-Thanksgiving standoff. It'll be Ebro versus Rosenberg. You get to pick. You pick right, you win. And then we talk ish to each other. Let's go. Good morning. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Welcome to the program if you're up this early on the week of Thanksgiving. Most are. But if you're like me, you're asking yourself why.
Why?
Why? Why? Why are we still doing this?
Some people get the full week, right?
Yeah, I think you have to take it, though, like us.
Right.
I mean, unless you work for my other company, which was Apple. They gave the whole company the whole week off.
That's nice.
Oh, man, it's so good, ain't it?
That's what you need.
That's what you want, even.
Need and want.
Need, want, must have. But anyway. You can call right now. Do we got anybody?
Yep. Got Adrian.
Adrian.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed this morning. Are you excited to be up and going to work?
I'm excited for this week to be over.
There you go. Wait, you want the week to be over?
Well, not the week to be over. I'm excited to get to Thursday Wednesday to be the last day of work.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you do have to work today and tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exhausting, isn't it? Just exhausting.
Get it.
And who else we got online, Shawnee Culture?
We got Bilal.
Bilal.
What's going on?
Peace, Bilal. How you doing?
Good. On my way to work.
Nice. What do you do for a living, Bilal?
I'm a residential counselor.
Oh, that's very nice, man.
And I cut hair.
Wait,
and you cut hair.
A little shape up.
You know what I'm saying? Line up, shape up, fades. You know what I'm saying?
Does it all.
There you go, Bilal. Get that money out here in these streets, man. Now, Adrian, who you want to represent you, me or Rosenberg?
I'm going to go with you today.
Probably the right call.
All right. Rosenberg, did you look at what we're giving away at all? Did you happen to take a look?
No, that's but okay. I know we've been giving away pretty good stuff.
Yep, we got tickets to see Glorilla Irving Plaza February 22nd. That's next year for me and you.
See?
Made hot by Live Nation. All right? Call right now. We got that for you. I mean, you already called Adrian and Bilal. Here we go. Ebro vs. Rosenberg. Shawnee with the question.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura, never
lose this.
All right, here we go. Who is hoping to produce Drake?
And Ebro.
Ebro?
Who's hoping to produce Drake?
Three.
I'm going to go with...
One.
Dr. Dre.
Incorrect. Oh. Who is hoping to produce Drake's R&B album one day? Three. Two.
I have no idea.
Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, that makes sense.
J.D. In literature, Dr. Watson is whose assistant?
Ebro. Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes. I think he's got it. Who did Drake match for Ebro?
More Drake, huh? Who did Drake match?
Three. Two.
Who did he match with?
One.
And Future.
No, too late. Go ahead.
Who did Drake match for most number ones on the Billboard R&B hip-hop chart?
Oh, I have no idea. R&B hip-hop.
Three.
I don't know what that means. R&B hip-hop chart?
Go
R. Kelly.
Jackson.
I don't know.
Could have tied right there. That would be Jay-Z. Jay-Z.
Oh. The R&B is what threw me off.
Yeah. Ebro wins.
Oh. That was terrible. That was terrible.
Got one question right. One question. Adrian, you get a ticket to see Glorilla. F-R-E-E. At the red light, twerking on the headlight. At the red light, twerking on the headlight. Adrian, have you ever got out of your car at a red light and twerked on a headlight?
Oh, I will, the night of.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Pull up right in front of Urban Plaza. It's going to be a lot of that. Jump right out.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, Bilal, you be safe out here and start charging less for these lineups and fades, man. You barbers is getting out of hand with these prices, bro. It's getting crazy out here, bro.
My shit is for everybody. I ain't charging too much.
Well, there you go.
We appreciate you, Bilal. You have a great day.
You heard that.
On the way, Rosenberg and I have to put together a report here because Laura Stiles had a mommy moment last night. She's dealing with young baby Light, who decided to jump off the couch last night and bang her head.
She was like,
yeah, too much. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Today might be young baby Light's first congratulations. You played yourself.
Wow, what a day.
Oh, man. Yo, it has to happen, man. Yo, two years old? This is what goes on.
That's what they do. That's what they do. They play themselves.
And then Laura was up all night because then young baby Light was trying to cry. Yeah. Kenzie didn't want to do this. That's didn't want to do that. Laura stressed out. You know, new moms.
Yeah.
Got to check the dome.
They're
going to
try everything. They're going to eat pennies off the floor. That's what you do.
Man.
Just eat it. It looks like
man,
food.
Y'all remember when Issa got the congrats when she swallowed a rock and we had to go.
I forgot.
Never forget. I still don't let her forget. Yo, you swallowed a rock, fam.
See, a rock look like food. They like.
No, it didn't. She knew it was a rock. She took it to bed. In her bed, she wanted to play with it on her bed. She put it in her mouth and it slid down her throat.
Oh, man.
She wanted to play with a rock in bed, by the way.
Yo,
let's start there.
Exactly.
Yo,
anyway,
you
want to
hit
it's
some
all coming
Thanksgiving
up.
Bars?
Let's hit it. Early I morning Thanksgiving
early?
Bars.
I mean, it's the week of.
It's time, baby.
It's what you've been waiting for.
I'm hungry.
Video me soon too. Come.
Me too. I'm hungry too.
Ain't this what I've been waiting for?
Ain't this what you've been waiting for?
I'm hungry.
Ain't this what you've been waiting for?
I used to pray for times like this, to dine like this, so I had to cook like that, serve wine like this, and I had to work hard on mom's apple crisp, and I went to the store to buy cheese puffs and grits. See, my mom comes up, and my dad does too, asked my girl to marry me, and she said, yeah, I do. I want turkey, but I want it with some good au jus. Oh, Rocky sneezed, and my girl said, I chew. Yeah, doggy sneezed, fair please, don't eat all the cheese, no using cream. I like my mashed potatoes extra clean. Mom's cooking started. A little hungry, so I'm glad she started. They love it when I host, but they hate it when I start farting. My nephew eat it regardless. My girl cook like an artist. Football's on the TV, getting soda from the garage and ready to eat. But my brother's chewing there and swallowing. Mama wants some holla. She told me get it. I got it. Got it. One year I did it without an oven. I cooked turkey in the fryer. no cap, it caught on fire. Ice up in the drinks, no one Thanksgiving's flyer. When I made the stuffing, they thought it was greasy. Then I served the vegan one, grandma rest in peace. Grandma rest in peace, left my niece in the parking spot. Car so full of food, I couldn't get it out the parking lot. You don't want no canned cranberry, well what you talking about? Mom cooks in silence, but dad, he likes to talk a lot. And bear don't say a word, bear don't say a word unless somebody rings the bell, and then that dog gets absurd. Hold up, wait a minute, y'all thought I was finished? About to serve dessert so sweet you're gonna need a dentist. Got a salad with some pecans and some vinaigrette and spinach. Seconds for the fam, I'm the Captain Bear's lieutenant. About to eat up all the pie until my belt is broke. Let's go outside and sneak a joint, I left some in my coat. My boy brought me coquito, pour that shit straight down my throat. Cause this family wants to stay, but
oh.
It's E-Bro and P.
It's E-N-P.
He's P, I'm E.
Peter E-Bro.
Upon the internets today, I just sent Rosenberg a clip of the one and only Pete Davidson, Staten Island's own, picking up his new boo thang. What's her name? Emily something or something?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Yes. Who people say is a beautiful woman. Rosenberg's put me on her before. Good looking lady.
She's very lovely lady.
He pulls up in his Mini Cooper outside of her home to pick her up. There's paparazzo outside. And more than one paparazzo is paparazzi. And there was more than one.
A bunch.
Yeah. She walks out of her place of residence. The cameras start flashing. Pete Davidson drives off.
As she's walking out, he peels as she's walking out.
Yo, play the audio from your phone, Rosenberg. You still have the clip?
Yeah, I can pull it up.
Just because it's hilarious. This is from Inside Edition.
The timing of it is just comedy. Hold on.
Pete arrived to pick her up. He got spooked by all the paparazzi and drove off.
And drove off.
And you hear the neo. And right as he peels, Emily gets to the street like, what? And there's no one there.
And wow. So she's stranded with the paparazzo taking photos.
And the photographers. Yo, Pete, man.
Yo, man, you got to, bro, I understand you're traumatized from everything, bro, but
no, listen,
this is your life now, man. You can't leave the girl on the sidewalk.
Yo, Pete is like a glutton for punishment. Like, don't get me wrong. Emily is a beautiful, cool woman, no doubt. But, like, she used to be with your homie. She's mad famous.
Wait, who's homie?
Pete's homie.
Who?
Emily was married to his homie.
Wait, what?
Yes. And I'm not breaking this news. It was in TMZ the other day.
She's smashing.
I don't know none
homie.
Of these people, but it sounds crazy.
She's smashing a homie.
She smashed a homie.
And all I'm saying is you have the option of anyone in the world. Like, the man has a lot of options. Seems like a lot of trouble.
You don't have to do this, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't have to do this. This is a lot, bro.
Wow. Well, in other news, sports news, World Cup, that is.
That's right.
The USA tied with Wales yesterday. Wales, a small country in the United Kingdom, not known for being great at the sport of soccer, as far as I can read here. The USA also not being known for, well, the men, USA men soccer, not being known for being great either. They tied. Now, Rosenberg, I thought our little young USA men's team was moving in the right direction here. A tie with this team doesn't sound good.
I mean, it's not what you want considering they were winning. Timothy Weah scored a beautiful goal late in the first half to give them a 1-0 lead. They held the 1-0 lead for most of the second half. And then a stupid penalty led to a PK and a penalty goal for Wales. And they get a tie. The reason it stinks is that they had to take care of business against Wales and Iran. Okay, that's the place where they could do all right. Now, Iran lost 6-2 last night to England in the group. Okay, that means when they play Iran, they have to win.
Because
they're not going to beat England.
Well, and it's going to be a socio-political game, too, because everything going on in Iran with the way they're treating women out there. You know they've locked up thousands of women from protesting? Thousands!
Yeah, Iran got booed. Their national anthem got booed yesterday. Hard.
Yo, if you're not paying attention to what's going on in Iran, listen, it sounds nuts. And that's what you get in a country like Iran that's politically corrupt and clearly abusing women just because they want them to dress a certain way. That's how this whole thing started. The morality police locked up a woman for not being dressed correctly, and she died. They killed her. Mm. And women took to the streets, and now they're locking up thousands of women. And word is that they're raping the women, abusing the women, so that they can remain locked up and be outcast from society, because nobody will want to marry the women, and the women can't go home once they're raped and abused.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm reading it right now. Testimony from women who say they experienced sexual violence by Iranian regime. Anyways, I'll tell you what Iran wasn't doing yesterday, beating England. That did not happen.
No.
So the U.S. will have to take care of business in that game and then hope to, you know, not get crushed too bad by England. So it is a bit of a congrats. You may hear about them again at 7:20. They should have held on to that game.
There you go. Also, in the congratulations, you played yourself on the way. Kenza, a.k.a. Young Baby Light, who decided to jump off the couch last night.
No.
And that's the Brosenberg Report. Oh. He's P, I'm E.
E, bro, and P.
Laura Styles, we love you.
Dynamite. Louis, Shawnee.
Mr. Dynamite.
Griff, R.I.P. Biz
Marquis. WQHD-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 90.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
No matter what time it is.
Okay. It's a big day today. Here at Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg.
What's up? Big day.
Well, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, so the great Thanksgiving food debate is back up. Yesterday, things unraveled over macaroni and cheese and macaroni pie. I had to keep things on the rails. It got crazy.
Yo, Twitter attacked us. They called macaroni pie dirt. Like, this guy's serious.
Yo.
Yeah, no, it got crazy yesterday. I had to try to keep it on the rails, man. Today, though, I need to have a conversation about turkey wings. Because turkey wings and nightmares. I've had them, but I don't give a damn about a turkey wing. Let's be honest.
I mean, it's a thing. But you know why? I think because turkey is normally dry, right? If we're dealing with the whole turkey outside of cold cuts, the wing is, or the drumstick is like brown meat. So it's less dry than.
I like dark meat. Yeah. I don't mind dark meat.
Yeah, so it's not as dry as chicken, but I mean, not turkey breast.
The leg is different than the wing. The wing don't got nothing on it, bro.
Yeah, the wing's weak. I'm with you, bro.
The turkey wing is, what are we doing?
it got a little, like, you know, the when you got the little wings, it's got the flats and it's got the drumstick.
Yes.
The flat drumstick on the turkey wing is huge.
The flat is huge, but it ain't a lot of meat on it.
Yeah, nah, I feel you. It's a little bony, but there's some stuff on it.
Well, and I think also, too, my perception of, like, if we having turkey, like, I'm not having turkey to have the wings. If I'm going to have wings, I'm going to just go to chicken wings, man. I'm not having, like, why are we doing this? Get that out of my life. You see what I'm saying?
And listen, I'll be honest. I told you guys, when it comes to turkey, I'm a breast kind of guy.
Of course, yeah, that goes without saying.
I know it's a little dry, but I like it to then use the gravy with. Like, I want
right. to. You sop up some sauces.
It's right. just the meat. You're getting bigger pieces of meat at one time. That's all. I think right. that's what it is.
Hey,
you.
Yeah, that was a lot. I rock with the wing a little bit. The only thing is, the boneless part of the turkey breast makes it easier to consume.
Correct.
The wing, it's not bad. It's just now you're dealing with all this bone.
I didn't say it was bad. I was just saying, look, if we're doing wings, bring me a chicken wing, bro. We leave this turkey wing out of it. The only reason people like turkey is because of the breasts and the thighs, because it's meaty and it's a whole different type of bird situation.
If we're doing wings, about something else.
I mean, we might as well.
Talking about them thighs.
Because I bite into that, too.
Them birds.
But if we talking about wings, we going with chicken wings, man. We going with drumettes and flats, man. Why are we playing games, man?
Never forget that the first Thanksgiving during pandemic when I just met my lady. And we couldn't see anyone. We just had Thanksgiving, the two of us. Never forget that we didn't get a turkey. We just got Popeye's chicken. And it was the best Thanksgiving of all time.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another piece of the combo I'm going to have today. Because real talk, mashed potatoes is cool. Gravy's cool. Turkey's cool.
Okay.
It's cool. I like it. But if you're going straight traditional Thanksgiving and you don't add any sort of cultural pizzazz to the table.
See, now you're talking that talk.
You're hitting them with the...
Whatever the cultural pizzazz is, by the way.
That's right.
If you're going, you know what I'm saying, if your heritage is of some Asian culture and you pizzazz that way, or maybe it's a Italian, South
about to
European
say, you know,
culture, you pizzazz right. that way. If it's African, if it's Caribbean, you pizzazz.
You
if
know
it's
we
Black American,
some curry
whatever
on
you
the
pizzazz
table.
It right. with, it's, you got to pizzazz the table.
It's got to be there. Because this is a feast. If we feasting, let's put all the cards on the table. You know what I'm saying? What we doing right now? You just doing turkey.
I mean, you're not going to like this argument, but is it really that much pizzazz to add the cultural food that you have at every single meal? Like, it's not. If you're Shawnee, for example, you don't eat at home every day.
Sorry.
But if you ate at home every day with your mom, mm-hmm. and she made some sort of curry every single day,
mm-hmm.
and then Thanksgiving game, and she also busted out the same curry, would you be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get what I had yesterday?
Well, I got news for you. If you got a mom at home and she can make curry every single day, bro, you live in a different great, different type
it's
of life.
It's different.
If plus, that's happening every day.
It's going to be on that table. Some plus, type of curry china, whatever.
The key is, Rosenberg, that is they make different plates and you get everything on one day. So, you know, like you might walk right. in your house one day and it's fried chicken. The other day right. is spaghetti. The other day is, right. is like, you know what I'm saying? You get yeah. something different every day. On Thanksgiving, it's all there, baby.
Bring it all.
Bring it all.
The whole deck.
Bring everything.
Back up the truck.
Bring the whole cooking game, fam.
Yo, listen. And if your table is just bland and, you know, flavorless, I got something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Some pizzazz, man.
Yourself, yo. That's right.
Playing yourself. Playing yourself.
Now, a congratulations goes out to my niece, a new family member, someone we love. Her name is Young Baby Light.
Oh, Baby Light.
This is her first official congratulations you played yourself of her life. Mm. Now, there may have been some that mom didn't bring to the show, but mom's not here today. And we got word last night that Young Baby Light decided it was time she wanted to jump off the couch. Bam! No. Got banged up.
Damn. No.
Damn.
No. And Young Baby Light, you get one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Welcome to the family. I mean, Issa's gotten them. Bear's gotten them. Jaja and Asaya's gotten them.
That's facts.
All the kids. They get them.
Nobody's off limits.
But by the way, when you're little, it takes a handful of those congrats before you learn your limitations.
That's right.
And you go, oh, you know what? Last time I jumped off that, I sprained my ankle. What am I? I don't do that anymore.
What am I doing here?
So yeah, it's actually kind of a happy day. It's kind of a rite of passage.
There you go. It is, and I think everything's okay with Young Baby Light. There was no stitches. There was no bleeding. There was no swelling as anything like that. It was just a bang up, but it kept mom up all night. So that's why you're not hearing Laura Stiles in here. But you know Laura Stiles is what scared. And as she should be, you know, moms, that first big fall, wow.
Yeah, that's something.
That first big fall is scary. So Young Baby Light getting checked, but I'm positive everything's going to be okay. We send love to Laura, mom and dad, Ricardo over there. Rosenberg, what you got today, fam?
I have to give it to my guy, Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics.
What happened? Oh, the tweet. Yeah.
So Jaylen has been actively attempting to support Kyrie and has consistently put himself in a situation where he has to back off what he says. Now, Ebro, this started for me a few months ago when I saw a picture of Jaylen Brown hanging out with Kyrie and Kanye at the same time. I was like, this is an interesting group. I wonder what sort of thoughts and ideas are being discussed here. Well, anyways, jump ahead. Jaylen Brown, who was represented by Kanye's Donda Sports until he was no longer represented by
Donda
Sports.
That's a congrats right there, by the way.
Congratulations.
Well, that was the first. And that was the first congrats in this series, Ebro, was that when everyone started backing away from Kanye, he put out a statement like, nah, I'm not. And then the next day was like, okay, you know what? I am. And then, so he already hit himself with one button. Then the Kyrie thing happens. When Nike suspends Kyrie, he puts out a message questioning Nike, which I didn't take too much issue with. There's plenty of things you could question about a big-ass company like Nike. But then on Sunday, when the group came out to support Kyrie Irving at the Barclays Center, Jaylen Brown, who has nothing to do with this game, by the way, did not involve the Celtics, decided to retweet it and write energy. When he was informed about the messaging of said protesters outside the Barclays Center, he said, oh, my bad. I thought they were cues.
He thought the Israelites were cue dogs.
Were cue dogs.
Because they was wearing purple and gold.
Oh, yo, hit the button, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I'm sorry.
He removed his support.
Yes. He said, I'm sorry. Geez. I do not endorse these views. Yo, this is... The fact that I was reading him say, I don't endorse these views, sounded so similar to how we got here in the first place with Kyrie. It just made me say,
damn. Congratulations, you played yourself.
I mean, come on, Jaylen. Come on, man.
He kind of didn't delete the tweet, though.
He didn't delete
the tweet. No, he didn't delete the tweet.
So he thought the Q Dogs were out there to support Kyrie.
Right? Yes.
It was like energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
He tweeted
so
that.
He was in support of the support.
Right.
He was just, yes. But he then didn't know who was giving the support.
Yeah, but then he realized that it was wrong. But then he never deleted the original tweet.
Well, you don't have to. I don't believe you have to delete the original tweet as long as you say, you know, whatever you're going to say. He came out and said,
and for
congrats.
For clarity, the Hebrew Israelites were walking, chanting through Brooklyn. Well, this, and by the way, let me say this group of Hebrew Israelites, because there are different sects.
Yeah, and these ones said something about Christ in Israel on their shirt. This is a different, a slightly different sect.
Yeah, and they were saying that we are the original Jews, which obviously other Jewish people would find that offensive because you're saying that they're not Jewish or have no rights in being Jewish, and that's the offensive part. And I think that sometimes people don't get those messages and understanding what the offensive part actually is.
The only part that I really took from this was you thought they were Q dogs.
Right. Hit the button again.
Love it. I just love that story.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Playing yourself.
No, wrong.
Not the Qs.
Ebro in
not
the morning.
The Qs.
With Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Reports are rolling in right now. I'm seeing a news story that says, this is according to Forbes, Kanye West is hoarding thousands of dollars worth of clothing from companies who abandoned their collaborations after the rapper repeatedly, you know, spewed his anti-Semitic comments, claiming he will use the gear to publicize his 2024 campaign for president. So it appears that Kanye West is running for president too in 2024.
Oh, yeah, I heard that a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And you got, so Donald Trump's back running, Kanye's back running. So running for president is like the new, like, marketing pop-off. It's a way to keep your name out there.
Yeah.
Has that always been the case? I guess so, kind of, right? There's mad people who have ran for president as a way to just be a part of a larger social conversation, I guess, now that I'm saying it out loud. That's happened before.
Yeah, I've always seen it as a popularity contest.
Well, I was more saying it as a way to just keep your name as a part of the news cycle. If you, you know, if you like the Trump and the Kanye types who just want to be in the headlines all the time just for doing stuff.
Right.
The other part I find interesting is the grifting part of it because they do raise money. Money is raised.
Oh, Kanye will raise money, I'm sure.
People donate. And I'm not quite sure, you know, they say like, oh, if you misappropriate campaign donations, you can get in trouble. But how often is that the case when you have the money to protect yourself?
Also, Ebro, did you see who Kanye was meeting with the other day about his campaign?
I did not.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Don't know who that is.
He is an avowed just bigot. And I mean, he's been anti-Islam, anti-woman, anti-any social justice, anti-political correctness. He used to work for Breitbart.
It's just a meeting.
No, I think there's actually a campaign association that's happening here.
Well, everybody's got to pivot at some point, Rosenberg. Maybe this Milo character is, you know, making a change. Like Candace Owens is pivoting away from Donald Trump.
Right. Why is she pivoting away from Donald Trump?
Well, because he's probably the. Because
he's not hot out here.
Yeah, he's not hot. We got, you know what I'm saying? We got to. Got to move on.
Well, hold on. Is she pivoting away from the white supremacy part or just Trump as the face?
Well, she would. I think some of these people would say that they don't support white supremacy, even though
they
clearly are aligned with people who do. So I don't know if they get that part of it, but you know what I mean?
Because if she leans into the DeSantis piece, I just want to be clear, guys. It's the same thing. It's just a newer package. They just took that old orange beat up package, threw it in the garbage, and got a nice young, you know, more appealing package to put it in. That's it.
Well, and also Ivanka wouldn't help Donald Trump with his presidential announcement either. She stayed away from that.
Wow.
She's distancing herself too. Well, because you know, in a few years, she's going to try to run for something. So she's got to distance herself now and use that as the springboard to be because you got to keep the family name hot because that keeps them, you know, keeps their name on the side of buildings.
Yep.
It keeps, you know, the name being licensed for this and that. It keeps them getting, you know, billions from foreign governments to share secrets. You know what I'm saying? It's
good point. Good point.
Got to stay in there. So she got to pivot away from Trump to plan for the future, plan for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ebro in the morning. Laura Styles, Rosenberg, Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. DJ John's in the room coming up next. Curves happening after this song. Happy Thanksgiving.
Reconnect.
connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
We have a big World Cup fan in ESPN's own Rosenberg. I mean, he's paying attention to every game, every play. I mean, he's into it.
Trying.
And I got to say, man, I'm glad you're on the program because I want to spend time on the World Cup. I really do. I like the World Cup. It's exciting. But I miss a lot. And you're telling us it was a big game. A big upset just took place.
A huge upset just took place. One of the biggest in history. As Lionel Messi and Argentina lose to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia 2-1.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is they being described
two?
As Saudi one of
Arabia
the biggest.
Put up two on Argentina?
It's being described as one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. Argentina only scored on a Messi penalty kick. And so, yeah, it's not what you want if you're an Argentina fan.
It's not what you want. Griff saying Lionel Messi got a second goal taken away. It would have been up 2-0.
Ooh.
So controversy in Qatar.
That's controversy in Qatar.
Yeah, nah, serious. Well, you know, listen, man. You're in the Middle East, babe. Saudi Arabia going to win a game. So Facts. Let's say what it is. Just call it how it is. They're going to get a game.
You mean it felt like a you think they had a little bit of a home field advantage of Jace?
I mean, it's FIFA. You telling me it don't be some controversy surrounding? Yo, man, it's controversy. They got slave labor building the stadiums. I think like 2,000 people died or something.
Building By the way, the I'm watching
getting ready for the World Cup.
I see the Messi goal that got taken away. It was definitely offside, so it's unfortunate because it wasn't him, but one of his players, one of his teammates was offsides. Damn.
Controversy in Qatar. For sure. Call right now, 800-223-9797. We got controversy right here because we got DJ John. He's bound to screw something up.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John. What's up, fam bam?
What's poppin'?
Talk to us about these Knicks winning games, man. How you feeling?
They won last night? I wasn't paying attention.
They won.
Oh, good God. For them. I went to sleep early.
This guy, man.
I got some sleep.
So. Yo, you got like two jobs, man. One is to keep pay attention to teams you already like. Imagine that. Your job is to just pay attention to teams you already like. The Yankees,
one
the
game,
Knicks.
I fell asleep. Yes, yes.
And I knew you was bound to screw something.
I was more concerned about today's matchup. You guys are talking about World Cup. So today's big matchup versus
Mexico.
Yep. So Argentina losing is a big plus for us. So
how's the Mexico team, man? Y'all, compared to years past?
It's going to be a struggle.
Okay.
It's going to be a struggle, but we'll see. But listen.
Are y'all, now let me ask, is Mexico better than USA?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
It's not saying much. I'm just asking.
Yes.
Look, I keep getting word that USA is better than we've been in years past. That's the word.
Yeah, they always have a good team. They do have a good team. Yeah.
No, who?
Who?
You said they always have a good team?
No, that's not a
they
thing.
They always improve on having a good team.
Well, I mean, who except said? For last World Cup when they didn't make the World Cup. Well, that was rough. When they lost to Trinidad and Tobago and could not make it to the World Cup, and they needed to win that one game.
Didn't even make it in.
Man.
Damn. What do you got for the people, John, when they call in? They're smarter than you, sir.
Win tickets to see Future during his The Ball Drop in Brooklyn show happening December 30th. Special guests Little Uzi Vert, Christian King Combs, and Chinese Kitty. At the Barclays Center, going down. So tickets on sale now throughout SeatGeek, made hot by Cruise Control Entertainment.
Nice. Now, Juanito, there's an artist on there. You said Chinese Kitty is her name?
Yes.
That's a her?
Yes.
You're familiar with this person?
I am.
Familiar. This is a rapper or a singer?
Female rapper.
She's a rapper. She's from New York.
I think so, yeah. I don't know what part, though.
Cast One, you have any insight on Chinese Kitty?
No. But she is from New York.
Is Kitty like the new doll? Are we going to have like a rash of kitties?
Because there was a doll phenom for a second.
Right. Or
this doll, that doll, mad dolls.
Mad dolls.
Mm-hmm. Cast One seems unsubscribed from Chinese
Sorry?
Kitty. He doesn't say.
We'll keep our eye on the kitty situation.
I just know Hello Kitty.
She had a song with Fabio in French. I know that.
Chinese Kitty did.
Yeah.
Okay, she out here moving. I'm asleep.
To play here.
I'm asleep, man. I'm sleep at the wheel. That's what happens when you get old.
She's
man.
Been like,
shout
listen,
to Chinese Kitty.
Chinese Kitty been around for a few years now.
Okay. She out here moving. Now she's on stage in the Barclay.
There you go.
With Future and who else? Juanito?
Christian King Combs, Little Uzi Vert. So yeah, it's gonna be a good show.
Yo, King Combs got himself a hit out here too, man. Yo, him and his daddy, they're like Bronny and LeBron right now.
Yo, that's facts.
That's true.
Diddy and King Combs is outside. Diddy got a hit with Bryson Tiller. King Combs got a hit with Kodak Black. What's going on, man? What's going on? Who's on the line, Shawnee Culture? Who we got?
We got Denise.
Denise.
Hello.
Good morning. Are you ready for the Thursday's festivities with the family?
Absolutely, yes. Already prepared the pinning.
There you go.
Now we talking. Now we talking. Yeah.
Now, go. Now,
those are done, ready in the freezer, too.
Let's go.
2 days early.
Let's go. Now, Denise, let's keep it real. Is there anyone coming? Are they coming to your house?
No, actually, it's just going to be my family, the in-house. It's us four. My husband, my kids, and that's it.
Oh, boom. And so, because I was going to ask, is there anybody coming to the feast, the festivities that you don't like?
No, not this year.
Yeah, man.
Kept it very small this year. Very small. Just us. A lot of food, but just four.
Okay. I like it. I like y'all plans, man. Keeping it small. Now, Rosenberg, are y'all going big? Y'all got a big festivities, or y'all keeping it small, too?
We have a... So, what happened was my brother's fam is coming up, but they didn't want to ditch my sister-in-law's parents in Maryland. So they're doing an early meal with her parents, and then they're driving up to New York. So my meal at around 5 o'clock will not be very big, but then the dessert, by the time we do dessert a few hours later, it's going to be a jump off.
Vibes.
So, and Shawnee Culture, you guys are doing 50 of y'all talent show the whole skit again?
That's right.
There we
Posse
go.
Deep, 50 people in the crib, talent show. All the young kids got to come with their best, you know, presentation of what they've been doing for the year.
Now, and we're going to get to this after 8, because Shawnee's festivities and Cast One, you guys are about 60 deep, right,
Cast?
No,
it's, I'm going to be doing a lot of moving around like Rosenberg's brother. Let's just put it that way.
You're hitting different things.
Yeah, I'm hitting Jersey. Yeah.
You're a good guy.
Long Island. I'm moving out here. Yeah.
It'd be a show at my crib.
I might not make it everywhere, but I'm going to try.
Now, Juanito, how many people y'all got? You and the wife just doing small things, or you guys got to move around?
No, I'm going to her family's house, and it's going to be like, I don't know, after the main meal, dessert might be like 50 to 100, so I don't know.
What? That's
50
not even
100.
That's
bro.
Called a party. It's a huge party. Is
what
you're saying.
Yeah, it's got a hall.
Right. No,
it's a wedding. Y'all have a wedding.
100.
Yeah,
I
did.
I don't know. But once I get
that,
that's
itis, crazy.
Yeah.
Well, see, my thing is always like, who got beef with who? Like, who do we got to watch out for making slick comments? Who got outstanding beef that hasn't been resolved? Once the alcohol start flowing, you know what I'm saying? Got to pay attention to all that. But, Denise, answer this question super fast so you can get these tickets to see Future in Brooklyn.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. World Cup is happening. As we just said, Argentina just lost in a big upset. So here's the question. Aside from the goalie, what body part cannot be used to touch the ball during a soccer game?
Chest.
Your hand.
Your hand. Yo, what are you, some sort of sports savant?
Yo,
amazing.
You need to put it on ESPN.
Yeah, you know what? I'm about to have you fill in. Yep, there you go.
Teach me.
Oh, thank you. All right, DJ John, this should be a layup for you, too. No problem. Ready? You remember the French soccer superstar Zinedine Zidane, right?
Zinedine.
Well, people only refer to his last name, Zidane. So what was Zidane's nickname?
Ooh. Zinedine Zidane. Zen.
It was not Zen Zen Zen. It was Zizou. Zizou.
Damn.
They should have went with Zaza. They would have been early.
Zaza would have been high.
They should have went with the Zaza. Yo, Denise, you get to take a seat. Future in Brooklyn. You also get to see the young lady Chinese Kitty that people are reveling about out here. Who else is on that show? Lil Uzi Vert. He's popping. I saw a little video of Uzi Vert and Future doing something together where they rehearsing, shooting a video, recording a song. Something's going on.
Ebro.
Yes.
I listen to you every morning with my boys. They're in the car. I'm just going to give them a quick shout out to Michael and Matthew. They're going to school. Yeah. They're doing their thing. And they love you guys. We love you.
Yo, Michael and Matthew, keep taking care of the family and making mom proud, mom and dad proud. Y'all doing a great job, man.
Of course. Thank you.
It's beautiful, man. Make the family proud. They worked hard so y'all could get where y'all at. You know what I'm saying? No pressure. I love putting pressure on kids, too. No pressure. Mom and dad sacrificed everything for you to breathe today.
Talk that.
No pressure, though.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Denise. Have a great Thanksgiving. Hang on. We got to get some info. On the way, Rosenberg and I will try to fill in for Laura Stiles.
Good Rosenberg, luck.
Are you prepared? Oh, yeah. What do you have?
Oh, we got lots of stuff. We're going to give you a World Cup update.
Okay. All right.
How about some very interesting news around August Alsina that's trending this morning?
Okay. See, that's very Laura-esque what you
see like that?
Yeah.
No, Laura would give away the story in the tease. That's Laura's favorite
move. August Alsina is reportedly coming out of the closet. Wow. We'll give you the actual story coming up in flashing lights. You'd be like, yo, you just.
But that is the story. And by the way, that sort of is the story.
That's it.
Entanglement?
Oh, yeah.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I know I'm in the right relationship right now with my lady, right? Have been for the last 5 years, 6 years maybe. Because her favorite rapper right now, girl rapper, is Armani Caesar.
Yeah, that's the right relationship.
I'm in the right relationship for me.
Yeah, because Armani Caesar is like a little bit of a throwback in terms of the way she makes you feel stylistically.
Uh-huh.
Right up your lady's alley. That cause
you know what I mean?
That's grown rap.
Like real bars. She like real bars.
Yeah. If you haven't heard that, go listen to that Liz 2 from Armani Caesar. Pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Let's go. Rosenberg report time. No Liz or Stouts.
Okay. It's Ebro and Pete.
It's the Thanksgiving week.
I'm Pee-hee's E.
I'm not really working. I'm just here. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Right on.
Well, listen, let me hit you with this story.
Man.
So Page Six and everywhere else is reporting that a couple of years after the famed entanglement with Jada Pinkett Smith, our dude August Alsina, who I'm a fan of.
Alsina.
I like Alsina, man.
Yeah, man.
He seemingly came out as a member of the LGBTQ plus community while appearing on a reboot of The Surreal Life.
Okay.
He credited a man standing nearby with helping him, quote, find a love that feels limitless.
Okay.
And then what do you know? Love showed up, but in a new way, he told the camera before hugging the man in question. He said, I want to share that and really honor the person that I love and that loves me back and for teaching me so much about love and healing.
Good for August, man.
So, yeah, big ups August Alsina, man.
Now, this is, I mean, obviously it's important to August, but why is everyone else so, like...
Well, I think that there's...
Why am I being...
First of all, stop. We're talking about a R&B singer coming out of the closet to some degree. That's a big deal. Still in this... Whether it should be or not is in question, Ebro.
No,
but
I know I'm being ridiculous. I know.
But then I think the other piece of it that's a little bit more legitimate as a reason to is that the last thing you really heard about August, if you're not paying attention, was that he was Jada Pinkett's boyfriend.
Right.
So, right, Shawnee? That's the part that for a lot of people probably
That was the entanglement. Yeah. That was the entanglement.
That's right.
And were they boyfriend and girlfriend, or they just had a little tryst? They had a little...
Nah, they was on red carpets and...
They had a little swang dangle.
Yeah, they was doing it.
No, they were together. Yeah, I think she used the word entanglement. What she meant truly, though, was relationship. They were in a relationship.
I mean...
Oh, wow.
It was a relationship.
I thought it was just a swang dangle.
Nah.
She tried to downplay it to a fandango. But
well, I mean,
they were in a monogamous relationship while she was married. That's what it was. If you want to be honest about it.
Yeah.
It happens out here. There are people out here listening right now who are in a side piece relationship, and if they cheated on their side piece, they'd be dead.
That's facts.
Meanwhile, she knows that he's married completely to someone else.
Yo, it's wild how people do that. Yo, I just heard a story over the weekend that someone was married.
Okay.
Their wife doesn't want to leave them.
Okay.
Wife is like, we're not breaking up.
Okay.
I'll never leave you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you should go get a girlfriend.
Huh? Mm. Okay.
Well, why? Why, though? Is there an issue?
I didn't hear all the details. It wasn't.
By the way, though,
sound like there was like a health issue or there was some sort of issue. It was just kind of like, I love you. I'm never leaving you.
Sure.
I'm not really into this right now. You should go get a girlfriend.
I like that.
I respect it. That's
word.
Would you like it if she has a boyfriend? That's why she's telling you to go get a girlfriend.
I mean, listen.
No, well, I want to hear Shawnee
that part out. No, I don't like that part.
But by the way, you don't like it, but you might accept it if for the trade. You might take the trade anyway.
At that point, then y'all just swingers, no?
You taking the trade?
Or it's an open relationship, I should say. Open relationship. Open marriage, whatever it is.
Or
it sounds open.
Or in some ways you're taking a break, but just staying married because you're family. So like, yeah, we're taking a little break right now.
Right.
Honestly, the real congrats, Ebro, you know I love this topic, and it's a great time to talk about it with the holidays.
Yeah.
The real congrats are the dudes out there right now who live two lives. And y'all decided because you're such a gallus and you needed to have more on your plate. So you picked up a side joint. Now you're as committed to her as you are your wife.
That's right.
You have to worry about getting in trouble and messing it up with two women. Yo, bro, that is the biggest congratulations on earth to me.
I don't want none of it. I'm be real with y'all. I don't want none of it. I don't even know how y'all give a side piece a title.
I mean, it's when you're holding it down for a long time.
Even know how you're giving this other human being a title, like a classification. The fact that you're giving another human some sort of classification, you've already played yourself.
As side piece.
Yep. Whatever you're – the fact that you have to call it a thing, you've played yourself. It's the that's the problem.
And now you got to go, oh, well, hey, honey, you know, we should really have Thanksgiving dinner. I'm thinking early this year. She's like, early? Sorry. Why? We always do it at 3. No. You're like, what? No, I was thinking around like 11:45 a.m. She's like, why? Oh, I got to go into work. You got to go into work on Thanksgiving.
I got to work tonight.
Overtime.
You get
you know what I'm saying?
And then the other one,
mashed potatoes.
He's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get there until 4 o'clock. She's like, 4 o'clock? But we normally eat at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I know, but I got to work this morning, you know, so I can't get in.
Usually this categorized other person that people try to keep on the side.
They know, right?
They know they're on the side.
Yeah, they know.
They're just trying to see how much of an effort you're going to make.
Right.
Right.
To go against your real family.
And that way in their mind they can go, I know he's cheating on his wife, but like he's such a good dad. Like he makes sure he's there for Thanksgiving with the family.
He's really trying.
It's just not they're gonna break up soon. You'll see.
Yo, people hate us right now in the cars. There's people in the cars like, yo, shut up.
That's right.
And that's the Rosenberg Report, everyone.
Shut up. Ebro and P.
Yo, man, I'm P, and that's E.
Cast one Shawnee.
Potatoes gravy.
HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Bro, I know that turkey wings are a black cultural food, even outside of Thanksgiving.
That's right.
I know this. Stop telling me this. It doesn't mean that they're useful or good. They could be seasoned up. Okay, they taste cool. They cool. It's cool.
Well, you were hating on turkey wings a little while ago.
No. I'm about to do it again. Hang on.
See? This is the problem.
Yo, F a turkey wing, man. Get out of here, bro.
Nah, they all right. They okay.
They're okay.
I just said that.
Right.
Turkey. If we're going to do wings, we're going to do chicken. If there's a wing on the turkey and you want to have it, cool. But stop talking to me like just because we eat turkey wings outside of Thanksgiving, I have to accept turkey wings. No, I don't.
Maybe the conversation we need to have today is sort of like the Hip Hop 50 thing we're going to do soon. If you could only bring two things to the table, because we need to figure out what is really at the top of the list, because we throw everything out there. What are the essentials, though? You know what I'm saying?
Fact. I mean, well, if I'm only bringing two, I'm not even bringing a turkey.
Right.
I was about to say that. Turkey don't even make it.
Right.
Facts. It's crazy.
Turkey doesn't even make it. 800-223-9797. If you could only have two things on Thanksgiving, what would they be?
And Ebro, you go first.
And you can't pick a dessert.
No, dessert doesn't count. Because that's on the table first. After. Yeah, you're
right. I go
up,
first? Mm-hmm. I'm going greens and macaroni and cheese.
Wow.
Greens and mac and cheese.
Listen, I feel you. And at the same time, and I know people will disagree, I have to hit you with the button for saying anything green as a priority on Thanksgiving.
I like greens, man.
I know. And you're a healthy man. It's great.
The greens I have, I don't know if the greens I have are healthy.
Or even healthy.
And the mac and cheese ain't healthy.
No, the mac and cheese definitely ain't healthy.
Right. That's a heart attack.
What are your greens like, generally?
I mean, they're just a little spicy, a little tart-ish, a little like vinegary, tart-ish, but spicy at the same time. You know what I mean? Not too runny. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
But no pork juice in there.
No.
Because a lot of people do that with the greens,
they do,
right?
They do.
But you could do turkey necks in the greens.
Sorry.
Turkey necks.
Little turkey wing.
You could even drop
turkey
things.
Wings.
You can. You could drop things people don't normally eat in there for flavoring, like turkey wing.
Right.
It's okay. It's
All right, Shawnee, if you had two things to bring to the Thanksgiving table.
Oh, man, it's rough. I mean, you got to have some rice and peas for me.
Okay.
A big pot of some rice and peas. Now we just got to figure out what to put with these rice and peas.
That's a, well, that's the question, honestly.
To make a decent plate here.
You gotta,
this is the hard piece.
Yep.
Go ahead, make a call, man.
Say two it. Two things.
Say it.
No dessert. No dessert.
I know what you're thinking. Say it.
What I want to say.
Say it
for me.
Curry goat.
Curry chicken.
I knew it was curry something.
You knew it was curry something, right? Curry look, I'm just going to go to the basics. I only got two.
See, now, I thought I was going to say crispy duck because my family does a couple of crispy ducks along, and we have the turkey, too. Mm. And I didn't pick crispy duck because I felt like that was a violation for the picking two things.
Yeah, because it's a little too outside the box.
Yeah. But right, I like that. I like what Shani said. Cass, one, what you got?
I'm gonna go one traditional, which is the sweet potato or the yams, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
What you bring it?
And I gotta have the pernil. I'm sorry, guys.
I knew
the
pernil.
Gotta have it. The pernil's gotta have it.
I know.
It's gotta have it.
No, the pernil I hear is
it's gotta happen.
It takes 4 days to make.
Facts.
And it's rare. It only comes around once or twice a year.
It only comes around Christmas and Thanksgiving. Well, like, you know, guaranteed you're gonna get it. It might pop up here and there, some special events.
At a cookout, you know, but it ain't gonna be
somebody's birthday.
Right.
Yeah, it's gotta be there.
All right, let's go to the lines.
Wait, what about me? Excuse me. Hello. Can I give you my two?
I thought you already picked two.
I didn't pick my two. You could probably pick my two. Let's be honest.
Your mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Yeah, you know me.
That's the two.
Bro. I'm sorry.
Mac and cheese and greens.
I'm good with just the sides. I love me some mashed potatoes and some stuffing. Whatever version of stuffing you want to do.
By the way, we're having a conversation about how trash stuffing is yesterday.
A lot of people feel that way. I get it. A lot of people are wrong about things.
This sounds crazy. So if you were only bringing your two things and you had to only eat your two, you just got mashed potatoes and stuffing.
Bring that music down. That music's mad loud too.
I'm good with no turkey. I don't need a main dish. Now listen, truth is, I'm putting gravy on both in reality, and I'm putting a little cranberry up in there too. But if I'm bringing two, those are the two things I look most forward to eating. Let me say that.
Well, yesterday we touched on it. We're going to get back into it in a second. Was designing the bite. How you design the bites.
Right.
You know, when you take a little turkey and you take a little cranberry sauce and you take a little mac and cheese and then you swoop it through the gravy a little bit, you design that bite. Then you come back around with a little stuffing and a little mac and a little greens maybe, and then you swoop that through the gravy. You know what I mean? You got to design the bites. You know what I mean? Got to do it.
Love a designed bite.
A designed bite is the way to go. Let's go to Mecca on the line. Two things you must have on the Thanksgiving table, if you could only have two. Good morning, Mecca.
I just wanted to tell you, I appreciate the job that you guys are doing. Rosenberg, that joint the other day was really good.
That turkey wings and nightmares?
It was dreams
and turkey wings. Sorry. Dreams and turkey wings?
But I ain't even going to hold y'all. I just want the sweet potato pie. That's it. I can keep everything up.
You're violating. All right. You can't pick dessert, man. You can't. All right, Mecca, we love you, though.
All right, let's go.
Dessert's a layup, of
course. Green cranberry sauce, then.
Okay.
Say what?
Green bean casserole and cranberry sauce.
Okay, there you go. Green bean casserole and cranberry sauce. A lot of people big on that green bean casserole, man.
Dude just got a sweet tooth, like, out of here, bro.
Yo, green bean casserole.
People love it.
What is that again?
Green beans and baked or something, it's like green beans and breadcrumbs and stuff.
Kind of sweet.
Yeah. It sits there on the table. You know, few people
touch it, but a lot of people do.
I don't. I'm not into it, but people like it.
Not show up with no green bean casserole.
All right, let's go to. I think this is Jasmine. Jasmine, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
If you could only have two things on Thanksgiving, what would they be?
So it would be pavo guisao, which is basically a turkey that my aunt makes, and it's not dry. So that's what makes it different. So exactly, it's stewed. So it's nice and moist, and it's really good. And then the second thing is my cousin's potato salad, which is like Dominican potato salad. So, Cassie, well, and
wait, how do Dominicans flip potato salad? That's special. Put us on.
Is it the one with the beets in it?
Yes, it has beets. It has vinegar. It has like, yeah, it's so good.
It sounds disgusting, but it's fire. I know exactly right. What she's talking about.
Because I was going, this don't sound right.
I know what you're talking about. It sounds disgusting, but it's fire. And it looks weird. Right. You got to look at it. You're going to be like, why is that potato salad purple? But it's good.
Yeah, it's
oh, that's the purple. Oh, that's the purple potato salad. I had that before. Yeah, that's crack.
Yeah.
The purple potato salad is crack. I just called it purple potato salad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, appreciate that, Jasmine. Thank you so much. Let's go to Johnny. You can only have two things, Johnny. Two things on Thanksgiving. What would it be?
Good morning, guys. Well, last night was helping the wife with her and everything. Anyway, let's get to the point. You got to have your smoke ham and your Hennessy.
I like your priorities, man.
The what? The smoke what?
Smoked ham and Hennessy. He good. That's it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Thank you. King Louis said there's no Thanksgiving without pernil and pasteles. That's it. Soup? Yep. Pernil and pasteles. That's it. That's all he needs. Let's go to Brendan. Two things you must have on Thanksgiving.
What's going on? You gotta have candy yams. You gotta have your candy yams, and you got to have the dressing. See, y'all call it stuffing. No, it's called dressing. Let's keep it a book for what it is. Yes.
Well, and by the way, dressing is different than stuffing.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
Nah, beloved, it's the same thing. One goes in turkey, one don't.
Wait, he said beloved.
He said beloved.
Yeah, he said no dressing. That means dressing. Dressing got way more flavor than stuffing.
Yeah, dressing's on the outside. Exactly.
Stuffing is Caucasian. Dressing is black. I've had both, and they're different. They're different.
But you can't label all stuffing. They're not all flavored the same way. Some have a lot of kick to them. Some really pop. It's just about making it inside the bird or not. No.
Yeah, dude. That's what you make inside the bird.
Yeah, right. Dressing goes inside.
Oh, so does stuffing.
It does?
Yeah.
I see people make it in a pot on the outside.
Well, I have a question. Exactly. Why would the item that's called stuffing not be the one that's stuffed inside the bird?
That's right.
I don't know. But for some reason, it's never stuffed inside the bird.
It's a black household thing.
Stuffing?
It's a black household thing.
All right, well, I'm here to say that maybe there's a cultural disconnect. Stuffing is also often cooked inside the bird.
Right.
Yeah, very
stuffing,
often.
Stuffing is supposed to be in the bird.
Yeah. Right.
See, dressing is you're dressing the bird.
Correct. Outside. That's why I would think the dressing's more likely to be cooked outside the bird.
Nah, man. It's inside.
Shawnee, is that you think dressing's always outside the bird? The
dressing is
outside. I mean, inside the bird? I think dressing's outside.
Dressing is outside the bird. Stuffing is inside the bird.
Thank you, Shawnee. That makes sense. Come on, man. Hey,
what you're saying makes sense. But I always see dressing coming out of the, like, literally scooping out. Here go the dressing.
Well, then, guess what? You should be calling it stuffing.
You guys are talking about the same thing.
Yo, let's go to Naima. Naima on the line. Two things you got to have Thanksgiving.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. I got to have baked macaroni and cheese and collard greens.
There you go.
I'm real basic. I'm going to stick to the size.
That's what you had.
There you go. Woman of my heart right there. We tied. We connected. You know what I'm saying? Greens and baked mac is all I need. Obviously, I'm going to have some tequila, too. I'm going to roll something, fold something, too. But that greens and baked mac, listen. Now, Shawnee, did we ever resolve the macaroni pie and the baked mac dilemma?
It was a lot of hate on the macaroni pie.
I heard that yesterday. I was nasty.
And I'm still not happy about that. You know what I'm saying? But they were trying to say that macaroni pie is dry. It's not. You got to know how to make
it. I'm saying if it is dry, it's old. And it's probably been laying around for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, well, it can be dry, just like any food can get dried out. But if you know what you're doing and you're not leaving it around for 3 days, it's going to be moist and nice. It's just, you know.
It sounds like it's baked macaroni. You just call it macaroni pie.
Because you can slice it. You slice it and you can pick it up like a piece of pie. That's why it's pie. So, and it's stiff. But you can mush it. You can space it out, whatever, along your plate. Throw some gravy on there. Mix it up.
Whoa. Sounds dry when you said you could throw some gravy on it.
Well, I throw gravy on everything. Ain't nothing without gravy.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The gurus are next. We need Thanksgiving bars.
Ain't this what
dreams
I'm
and turkey
for?
Wings.
No.
Another Thanksgiving. I'm
yes, dreams of turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah,
no,
we got it. We got it.
We staying away from nightmares.
That's right.
Ain't this what I've been waiting for?
Another Thanksgiving classic.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
I used to pray for times like this to Don.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Shout out to Adam. He says pernil and baked mac and cheese. Two things he's got to have. He's got to have. Got to have.
Trying to sounds see what delicious. Else
a lot of pernil. People go in on their pork for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It's a big accompaniment because even with the whites, they love a ham on Thanksgiving. Mm. A sliced
that
ham.
Or the honey baked. What is it?
Or the honey baked ham. That, which, by the way, is kind of delicious, if I'm being honest.
Adrian, it's cool, man. Turkey wings is cool, bro. Relax. They aight, man. They aight. I know they're larger than chicken wings. There's a little bit more meat, but come on, fams. We don't need it. And a lot of, the groveness is mad. Stop with the turkey wing slander.
That's right. That's right. Turkey wings is a vibe, man. You got to. Saute that up, stew it up. It's nice.
Oh, that's my guy, the groveness. He's tight. Come on, man. It's okay. It's just turkey wings, man. It's not the best part. It is what it is.
The groveness. Come on, the gurus are here, man.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shiny Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. You reach out to us. You send us an email. We find said email. And we will help you. Right. Shawnee Culture will burn some sage. He will cleanse the energy.
That's right.
He will repeatedly say Zen.
That's right. Purify the air.
Yo, I'm telling y'all, there's going to be some backlash over the Zen.
I've been getting a lot of support, just to let you know, personally, DMs and Twitter, saying to keep the Zen.
Wow.
And to ignore that one person who needed Zen in their life.
Well, I don't think you've done a well-rounded research group. I think your focus group that you brought in are just people who basically deride you in your DMs.
See, I think you need... That's not Zen. Look at you.
I think you need to Zen broaden... I think you need to broaden the scope of people you're speaking to. That's all I'm saying.
Most people need Zen in their life. Sounds like you need some. You all right?
No, I think people need Zen in their life, for sure. I don't know if they need Zen all the time.
Right.
Zen.
Why you're not a guru.
I think it's more about how you're saying it, not what you're saying. You feel what I'm saying?
How about this? Here's an email. I see y'all taking my email as a joke, but I'm very serious.
Uh-oh. That's right.
Someone has to tell Shawnee to stop or suspend him for saying Zen.
Is this
It's the most annoying sound ever. It makes me want to crash my car every morning.
This is the same guy.
he
said we took his last email as a joke. He's the control group.
He says, it's just the way he says it that annoys me.
Right.
Not only me, I bet that if you guys take calls, a lot of people will agree. Nobody wants to hear you mumble. Come on, son.
This is not a Zen space.
He says, Shawnee, you're not a guru. Don't ever play yourself.
This is straight hate.
That's wrong.
You
all right,
can't even incorporate this dude anymore. He's biased.
This is someone else.
He hates God.
This is someone named Shanora. She says,
she hates to go.
Zen Zen and Shawnee whispering is annoying. But the minute anyone says anything negative about a segment except Ebro, we get an attitude and start being disrespectful, especially Laura. P.S. Ebro's a better guru than Shawnee. Dang!
Wow.
Whoa.
Yo, there's a lot of guru hate coming.
It's a lot of hate, man.
See, but you know,
I mean, I don't have access. I just want the audience to know I don't even have access to the actual guru email. They don't show it to me. So there may be things in there that the gurus are hiding from becoming common conversation.
I stand with the fans.
What part?
Whatever they're saying about Zen, 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 I'm with them.
Look,
I love you, Shorty.
You need Zen in your life. You need Zen.
You sound like Swiss Beats up here, man.
Yo, Swiss Beats very successful.
Yeah,
but RPD, RPD has weighed in. P.O.
Uh-oh.
Has informed me that Shawnee culture will be suspended.
Wow.
This Thursday and Friday for the Zen, 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 Zen. Right. Complaints.
So I will not be here.
Yeah, Shawnee, you're gonna have to sit this. You have to sit out Thursday and Friday, bro.
These 2 days.
Yo, and by the way, people are gonna hashtag I stand with Shawnee culture.
Right? That's right.
And really think he's suspended.
That's yeah. right. Listen, I need all the cute dogs outside.
I
need a hashtag.
No.
I stand with Shawnee culture. You know what I mean?
Zen, I stand Zen. With Zen, 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 Zen.
Right, hashtag Zen, Zen.
And then it's all going to get spun. It's going to be like, yo, it's really because he never got vaxxed. They've been waiting to take him out.
That's right. I know what it is.
All right, thegurulaura@gmail.com. That is the
Y'all
email address.
Know what it is.
thegurulaura@gmail. Dear gurus, I love listening to you guys on my morning drive. You feel like friends every morning. I apologize for the lengthy message. It's not that bad, but I'm hoping to cover all aspects. I've been married to my high school sweetheart for 7 years, but we've been together since junior high school.
Damn. Okay.
We are now 32 going on 33. We have two beautiful children and a home we purchased a few years ago. Here's where I need advice. I want to tell my husband to do more. Cast one, cue up Genuine's There It Is.
Okay.
I don't think he has that in his Serato.
But go ahead.
Okay. I feel like over the years, my husband has done nothing but complain. Did you marry a Jewish man, sir? Miss? He complains about not having money, having no clothes, the house being a mess, the kids. However, he does nothing. He's not a solution-oriented person and just likes to complain. He also does not communicate with me. He never asks me about my day or just talks to me. If he does, it's about rap music. I've stated him before that I cannot do everything alone and that it's lonely, but he doesn't seem interested in what I have to say. He complains about money, so I went out and got another job in another state to make 6 figures, and he complains and still does nothing about it. But he does have money to buy weed and to buy records and to go to all these rap shows. He says he has no clothes, but he has a closet and a dresser filled with clothes. Complains the house is a mess, so I hired a cleaning lady. And on top of that, all this complaining, he expects to get some ass. Hell no. I'm not going to get intimate with someone who doesn't show appreciation for the sacrifice I'd make or intellectually gets me aroused. We've talked before about this and him not doing anything but sitting on his lazy ass and spend hours in comment sections of his favorite rappers. God. I need to tell him he needs to bleep and grow up and either get another job for this lifestyle he wants. I just need help. How do I tell a man who can't do ish on his own that he needs to start pulling his weight? I'm tired of doing everything. He does have a job where he works 6 days a week, but please help. I need advice on how to talk to this man before I burn it down. Best someone who should and is about to burn it down.
She says, how do I? I'm not a guru, but I just heard you explain to us how you've told him multiple times the problems, and then you write us and you say, how do I tell him the problems? You've already told him the problems, and he doesn't care.
So she's saying how, in her eyes, she's saying, Ebro, how can I get through to him? Because I'm obviously not getting through
to him. Your only way to get through to him is to leave him.
Yeah, I hate to say it, and I don't mean permanently, but if you go have a conversation, set up all the things you want to say. You say it all, you lay it out. Nothing changes. But next time he gets home, there's a note. I'm staying at my mom's for a week. This isn't working for me.
That ain't working. That ain't enough. He's hard-headed, bro.
Well, no, listen. Then fine, then don't say a week. I'll be at my mom's house.
I'm getting another apartment.
That's strong.
I make money. I'm out. Bro, you're asking somebody to change who they are. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen in a week.
Nope.
No.
You're asking him to be a different human.
It is true that a lot of men will not make the ultimate life change until they truly feel they've lost the life they had. I'll be honest, I got to hit you with the button. You have facilitated all of this nonsense.
Yeah, they got married, 7 years ago? Been together since junior high school.
And
you knew who he was?
And not only that, he said he wants money, so you go out and get another job? Mm-hmm. He says he wants the house clean, so you get a housekeeper? Mm-hmm. Like, not that he's a child and you're the mom, but that's the relationship y'all seem to have, and your answer to your child, who is your husband, is to actually just go out and handle it for him.
Well, and I'm going to take it a step further, too, and this is for fellas and ladies. Many dudes, while living at home with their mom, and clothes are getting clean, food is being made, the fridge is getting filled up, blah, blah, blah. They transition from that life to being in a relationship with another woman. They never actually lived by themselves.
Facts.
And had to clean up the house, fill up their own fridge, figure out their day. They had a mom taking care of them, and then they had a girlfriend taking care of them, which turned into a wife taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even understand what you're saying to him right now. He has been this person forever.
He's actually
like, what are you even talking about?
He's looking at you saying, what's wrong with you? What do you mean? Why are you acting brand new?
So the solution is bounce.
Well, she's obviously evolved into a different intellectual space. People outgrow each other, man. We talk about this all the time. And sometimes people takes them a second to actually grow up. And it takes someone being like, I'm not dealing with you anymore. I'm out. For them to actually evaluate themselves and grow up. If they, especially, listening to this letter, they was together in junior high school, Rosenberg?
Mm-hmm.
Junior high school?
Yep. You've been seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
So
now y'all grown up. You've evolved. He hasn't. And also, he hasn't had to. And I bet you if you stop and look at, like, what his mom does or his environment with his mom and family, and he ain't never had to grow up. He always had somebody making sure that there was a safety net.
Yeah, listen, I hate to agree, but desperate times, desperate measures. If this is going to change at this point, he needs to actually see that you could be out. If he doesn't believe that, doesn't seem like he wants to change. You could try to have another conversation, all that stuff, but it doesn't appear that that's having any impact.
And
you're about to burn it down anyway. You might as well do this because you're already ready to end the whole thing.
Right. And they got
they got two kids.
So she'll
that's
be
a part of the problem. So
raising the children by herself because she will be going to work. Two jobs.
I mean,
and
it sounds
two
like
kids.
It sounds like she raising him by himself now. Sorry,
but he in the crib.
I mean,
he's in the rap. He in rappers' comments facts. Having debates about battle rap.
Right.
Hilarious, by the way. Hilarious. All right, listen. Good luck. We think you gotta take a big, drastic step to try to get any sort of change. We wish you the best. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
This just it.
Weakness.
We're all suspended Thursday and Friday.
Oh, damn. All right.
Hashtag, I stand with Ebro in the morning.
Hashtag,
we're out of here.
Damn.
On the way, Rosenberg Report. What you working on, Rosenberg? I'm not working today.
Yeah, Ebro's off, but we'll catch you. We spent our whole time talking about August Alsina earlier, but there's other things going on in the world. We got some Pete Davidson news to give you that is hilarious. Also catch you up on that World Cup, all next in the Rosenberg Report.
I know I said I wasn't working, but Cast One just shared an audio piece of Kanye West. Did you see this?
No. Oh, yeah, I didn't watch it. We'll play that, too.
Yeah, watch it.
You got to watch that one.
All right.
Oh, you thought it was over?
I mean,
classic.
Nah, man, we back.
I am hungry.
How many plates I'm about to have?
Six.
TT with the wine. I mean, where should I really even start? I want meat, but I don't with the dark. I dress loose, sweatpants, extra large. Thinking back to the yams, they were burnt, now I'm turned. So hungry, left my niece in the car. Got two birds to fry, one is large. The greens are good, but they always make me fart. I got grandma coming on the way. My cousin told us last year he was gay. He's got a boyfriend, I think his name is Dave. He likes the Cowboys cool anyway. On the couch watching football about to fade. When it's time, bring my turkey with the grip. When it's time, bring my turkey with the grade. If you touch the taters, I'ma put you in your place. My mom told me slow down, dinner ain't a race. I'm really about to tat Thanksgiving on my face. My great aunt TT takes the wine to the face. I'm super turkey man, give me wings and a cake. Mom says green beans, I'm like, nah, go away. Just serve me stuffing that my brother just made me. Pie's too hot, man, that shit burn a lot, lot. Still too hot, bad pie gets you shot. Bad casserole, now my cousin wanna swap, swap. Tryna swap slop like it's Lawson and Watts. I don't wanna drink, cause I'm good where I'm at. My uncle shouldn't eat anymore cause he's fat. Mashed potatoes, cranberries all the way. When it's time to eat, serve my turkey with the gravy.
Bring the turkey, man, it's time for me to eat. Juicy white dark, give me all the meat. Still hungry for the cheese with the mac. Apple power ice cream, it's crack, crack, crack. Been eating all day, give me more.
Give me more.
How many servings? Three or four. Watch your plate, I'm like a Thanksgiving vulture. So drunk, I thought I was Shawnee Culture.
Shawnee Culture in the motherfucking place. Shawnee Culture with the motherfucking place. Shawnee Culture is from Jamaica. Or is it Trinidad?
Hey, Sheeran.
When I'm in Japan, it's konnichiwa.
Taiwan.
If I'm in China, I say something else.
Shawnee Culture in the motherfucking place.
Here, bro.
Shawnee Culture in the motherfucking place.
Produce a grief.
Boom, shaka talk. Boom, shaka talk.
One, eight,
four. Boom, shaka talk. Boom, shaka talk. It's a Thanksgiving song to share with the family.
King Louis.
Where we from, Jamaica or Trinidad?
Shawnee
Culture straight from Jamaica. I never been there, but I'm going this Christmas season.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
See?
Classic. Classic.
Thanksgiving classics, man.
Man.
Thanksgiving bars.
Bang.
Let's go. It's the Rosenberg Report. Rosenberg mostly in for Laura Stiles.
NP.
Sorry, I'm not working today. Yo, yo.
Ebro NP. Oh. Oh, forget it. He's gone, so it's just me. See?
Rest
told y'all.
Bismarck King. LS. Do, 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 do.
All right, well, as I was telling you earlier, of course, the 2022 World Cup from Qatar underway. And yesterday, your United States national team, the USMNT, as it's known, they were up 1-0. Into the second half, and late in the second half, a very dumb penalty inside the box led to a penalty kick for Wales. They hit it. The U.S. does not come away with a win. They do get a tie, which isn't the end of the world, but it's not ideal. They get a tie against Wales in their first game. And then, today, a monster upset as the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia takes out Argentina 2-1. So, shocking things already happening. DJ John's Mexican national team playing later on today.
Who they playing? So, who they play?
Who does Mexico play today? Let me see. I don't remember. I'll tell you that in one moment. I'll tell you this. Yesterday, though, if you're a fan of the U.S. team, England beat Iran 6-2. So, they're clearly going to be a problem. Mexico plays Poland at 11 a.m. followed by France, Australia coming up
England
at 2
up
o'clock.
Six on Iran. That's crazy.
And right now, Denmark and Tunisia are tied at the half. Now, we mentioned Pete Davidson earlier. If you haven't seen this story moving around of Pete Davidson trying to pull up to his, apparently his new flame, Emily Ratajkowski's apartment, he pulls up. There's a ton of paparazzi outside. She starts making his way, her way to the car. And just as she gets to the street, your man peels.
Yeah.
It's a cloud of dust. Emily's standing there by herself, just stuck with the paparazzi. Now, my guess is Pete's a good dude. He probably called her and said, let me pick you up around the corner. But it looked psychotic.
Well, but also the fact that she's just out there like, you know, fresh meat for the paparazzi to just keep clicking photos on. And he didn't want to get – that's the real part. Like, you see her being bombarded. This, you're picking her up for a date, whatever y'all are, cool. It's a woman by herself on the block. Man, get out the whip. They already know it's you in the car.
Right. Why run? Why run, bro? You. By the way, and again, Pete's a good
dude. That makes it more of a story.
What choices are you making, man? Like, you know when you date Emily Ratajkowski, it's going to be a huge thing. So just lean into it. You lean into it with Kim.
Well, and so here's the part where I get conspiracy theory. I don't think Pete's a dumb guy.
He's
not. You pull up in your Mini Cooper. Y'all don't have drivers? Y'all don't have, like, what are we even talking about? Y'all don't have, like...
I mean, but he still fancies himself, I think, to be a regular dude.
So that's the congrats. So if you're going to be a regular dude, and that's what you want...
Then you got to jump out of the car.
You got to get out the car and get the girl in the car, B, and not just run off. You ran off, making it a story. If that's a problem for you with the paparazzi, send a driver. Send somebody to pick up.
That's a great point.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a great point by you. All right, now here's the aforementioned Kanye West audio that Casto sent us. Let's see. Oh, hold on. Here we go.
People end a multi-billion dollar deal off of a tweet. Gotcha. Thank God no one was hurt in the process. And I feel free.
So there's Kanye, what it sounds like, Ebro, celebrating getting out of the Adidas deal thanks to the tweet, as he's putting it.
Mm. Now, we speculated on this, many of us, that he was doing all these shenanigans to get out of his Adidas deal, which is all, you know, okay, fine. You want to cause a dust-up and create a controversy that's going to cause you to get released from a contract that you don't want to be in anymore, fine. But why do you got to use anti-Semitism to do that?
That would have been. That's the part that's not impressive.
Why do you have to use tropes and a marginalized group that, you know, to do such a thing? That's the part that becomes heinous and evil.
Well, and he's making a joke about, you know, good thing nobody's hurt in the process. But bad news, people were hurt in the process. Like, you've actually created. There's actually a real conversation now. You know what? The overall relationship between the black and Jewish community has been hurt in the process. Like, there's real ramifications to your words. You're that powerful. So I hear what he's saying, but like, yeah, man, it wasn't that cool, bro. That's the Brozenberg report, by the way. Oh, on beat. Is Ebro doing his part? Let's find out.
Not working today.
He's ready for turkey.
Just here so they don't find me.
Mash with gravy. LLLS.
Get up. Wake that ass up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Leader.
Hot 97.
Drewski.
Hey, what's up, podcast listeners? It's DJ Drewski, and I'm telling you, make sure you go check out my new show, The New Movement Podcast, where I interview the hottest upcoming artists in New York City and around the world. So make sure you go check it out. The first few episodes are out now, and new episodes drop every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
We on that heavy.
Hey, look, I'm ready. 2 points got me.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.